We walked along silently for a little while, strolling up and down the length of this wide place, occasionally passing others who were taking the opportunity to get a little bit of exercise. We happened upon Fra Jad, who was walking alone. I decided that now was the moment. "Fra Leo," I said. "Fra Jad has informed me that the millenarian math at Sant Edhar is one of three places where the secular power put all of its nuclear waste around the time of the reconstitution. The other two are Rambolf and Tredegar. Both of them were illuminated last night by a laser from the cousin's ship." Leo wasn't as surprised by this as I'd hoped.
"Among Fendant types, there is a suspicion that the three inviolates were allowed to remain unsacked for a reason. One hypothesis is that they are dumps for everything killers and other dangerous leftovers of the Praxic Age."
"Please, you speak of my home. Don't call it a dump," Fra Jad said.
But he was amused, not offended. He was being, if I could say this of a thousander, playful.
"Have you seen the stuff?"
Leo asked.
"Oh, yes. It is in cylinders, in a cavern in the rock. We see it every day."
"Why?"
"Various reasons. For example, my avocation is Thatcher."
"I don't recognize the word," I said.
"It is an ancient profession, one who makes roofs out of grass."
"What possible application could that have in a nuclear waste repository?"
"Condensation forms on the ceiling of the cavern and drips onto the tops of the cylinders. Over thousands of years it could corrode them, or, just as bad, form stalagmites whose weight would crush and rupture the containers. We have always maintained thatched roofs atop the cylinders to prevent this from happening."
This was all so weird that I couldn't think of anything to do other than to continue making polite chatter. "Oh, I see. Where do you get the grass? You don't have much room to grow grass up there, do you?"
"We don't need much. A properly made thatching lasts for a long time. I have yet to replace all of those that were put in place by my fid, Sir Averdale, a century ago."
Leo and I both walked on for a few paces before this hit us. Then we exchanged a look and wordlessly agreed not to say anything.